I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. Hello, everyone. How are we feeling today?
Awesome.
Amazing.
Good.
All of us talk at once.
You look amazing. Guys, we have a lot to get into today. My name is Rivette Soro. I'm joined by Archie J.
Hey, what's up? I'm so ready for it. I don't know what I'm ready for, but I'm here. Oh,
yeah. He's ready for it. And Roslyn Javon.
Hi, guys. Back and ready for some action.
I love the red lip. And of course, little baby Kate, Katie Thompson. I can't not say little baby Kate.
That's fine.
I have to say it every time.
That's my name. Yeah. I'm just a little baby Kate. There's not much we can do about
it. That's how she saved in my phone is little baby Kate.
Oh my God,
I do. I saved it personally as that. You didn't do it. I did it.
Oh, you did it.
I love it.
I love it. All right, guys. So this week, I feel like a lot happened in this show that was kind of random, but I was here for it. Jax is pissed at everybody, just like rage texting everyone. Kristen has a sex tape with somebody that's not Carter. And Brett and Sheena threw a little music video that they had to replay for us like 15 times. It was a lot. I don't know. We'll get into all of it. But first, what were your overall thoughts of this week's episode, Jocelyn?
You know I loved it because it's drama. I love drama. I live for drama. I was bored by the Dana, Max, Brett, whatever their names are situation. And every time I'm like, damn it, Katie was right. Because remember, I was defending them at first. But I'm like, all right, I'm over their storyline. But between Jax and Kristen's BJ and Sheena's music video, I loved it. This was a really entertaining episode for me.
Yeah, I was thoroughly entertained the entire time. It was great. And I love that they went to the beach and there was no, like, hardly any trash. It was the cleanest beach. It cracked me up so much.
Like, what beach was that? Was it Malibu? Because I was trying to figure it out.
Man. It had to have been far away since Jax was like, it's too fucking far.
It was either Malibu or San Diego. It was far.
But I was just like, wait, but Brittany's there. I didn't understand.
Up in the car, bro. It's like, it isn't, like, she got there somehow. Carpool, if you don't want to drive, then just don't drive. Just don't drive. Pop in a car. If he talks about smoking weed now, just like pop an edible, you'll be fine. Shut the hell up.
I'm like, what weed is he smoking? Because the weed I smoke does not make me have that much emotion to care. No. Especially that in California, baby. That Cali Kush is good.
It hits different.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
Yes,
well, this show today
different
is
states
everything.
Have different like kinds of weed, so exactly. It hits different.
That's right.
Now that we've cleared that up, Jax is pissed because Max wanted to do a beach cleanup, and like Max is over here like, you know, I grew up in San Diego and Hawaii, like on the beach, and it's like dear to my heart. I'm like, we gotta keep the beaches clean. And Jax is like, you piece of shit. Like, he was just going off. I was so confused.
When you drive, there's fumes in the air. It defeats the purpose. I was like, no, he did not.
To me, it didn't make any sense. Like, why was he so angry about this dude wanting to do public service and to better the community? I was a bit confused.
Yeah. I hate to pull the period card, but it just seems like Jax is on his period is what it seems.
Serious period. Just
emotional. Yeah. Like he needs a cry or he needs like a hug, just like something.
And we've seen Jax like this before. So to now see him at 48 years old, I don't know. I know he's like 68. Over 40 and 50 and and still be so emotional. And you knew he wanted to vent, right? Because Sheena, you know, it was like that little moment of a fight for attention. You want to see my music video?
No.
And Jax is like, no. And she's like, you're a jerk. And then he's like, well, you know what? I'm tired of people not being real. I'm going to be real right now. And you know what? Kristen, Tom, Erna, Erna. And I'm like, wait, what just happened? Yeah. It went from Sheena's perverted music video to Jax just yelling at her about everyone else. Then he starts sending angry texts. And it's like, look, like, okay. Yes, he definitely was on his period, but Jax, remember we saw in past seasons how he reacted to the therapy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And he still like kind of was very defensive. But Jax really needs serious therapy. Like just like find a good therapist, not a hot one, because remember that therapist. Mm-hmm. Remember that therapist. Mm-hmm. Find a not hot therapist, because he just needs someone to talk to that isn't, has nothing to do with Vanderpump, his wife, just a stranger, because he, cuckoo.
But to me, like, the scene that you were talking about when Sheena came in, to me, that seemed to, I don't know, it was either, it was drugs or it was like producers were just like, okay, we need some drama, because it just came out of nowhere. She's like, hey, want to see my video? Like you said. And it was just immediate, like, irritation, irate for no reason.
Like,
and
he maybe was like, already in a bad mood and they sent Sheena to...
Like, as a show, we needed it to come from somewhere so we would have some type of inclination of what was going on.
Because usually when he's acting like this, it's been because he's hiding something or he's defending himself. But they're like, he just got married. It doesn't seem like he's really done anything. It could stem from that. Like, maybe life after marriage is not the Cinderella fairy tale that he thought it was going to be, and it went back to normal life. I mean, he was talking crap about, like, everybody and, like, even Tom and Ariana's relationship, and just, like, saying the craziest things all episode. And more on him later when we get to the other stuff that he said, but I have so many feelings. But also,
I think it's the attention thing though. Yeah. Like after Sheena Stassi got engaged, remember he even said it, like they kind of took the shine. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, you know, Jax, he likes to have the attention. He also likes to have people talking about him, even if it's in a bad way.
And he was watching her comments to interject from a fan's comment saying, this is like the most romantic, or I don't know. I'm so happy for you guys opposed to any other couple. Like, why are you watching Stassi's comments? Like, are jealous.
I could not believe that.
Funny. How sad was it at the beach when Kristen congratulated Stassi, and she did, she felt awkward and she did it really quick, and then she got up and like, Kristen wishes that she could like sit there and like look at the ring and like talk more about it, but she knows that Stassi doesn't want that. And then what is Stassi's reaction? It was so awkward.
It was though.
Like, what else is she supposed to do?
Run away.
Right.
But like, of course she wants to say something. Like, I feel like Stassi needs to get off of her season one high horse and like realize that like this person has feelings, even though you don't care about her feelings anymore. There's no reason to just be.
Right. I agree, and I don't know why they just like. They totally like glossed over that moment.
Yeah.
Like there was no like conversation surrounding it. I don't even think they did it in the confession. Well, I think Stassi said like that was awkward and that was it. But yeah, I thought it was sweet too, because if she didn't say anything, they would have been like, I can't believe she came here and didn't congratulate me. Like, I'm engaged. So I am glad she said something. The live chat is very active right now. Nadia says she's talking about Jax, and she said, he smiled and smirked in a couple spots. It's all an act. I think he wants to have a storyline. He's starting to become a wallflower if you can track his stories from the early seasons. It does feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
Here's why I don't think that is, because Brittany is crying. So I think that she's relating, like, I know this behavior. Is he, what's happening? Is he hiding something? Like, is this going to continue? So that's why I feel like it's not a storyline, because she's crying and he's like, why are you crying if I'm mean to other people? And it's like, because she's terrified that you're going to turn back into the narcissistic asshole that you've always been.
Right.
Because that was his excuse when he hooked up with Faith, like, attention, I'm insecure. So if you're having these feelings again, who's to say you won't just go hook up with someone to assure yourself, like, oh, I still got it.
Yeah. And to also, even say, sorry, you go. I've talked too much. You go.
No, I was just going to say, to even say to your wife that, why are you angry that I'm mean to other people? It's not to you. That just goes to show that you're a trash human being.
Yeah.
Right? Like, why does she not care about how you're portrayed or what you're projecting out into your friend group and be, like, you know, distraught by it?
That's true. And even, like, when you go, you know, they say pay attention if you're on a date with someone, the way they talk to the waiter or like the ballet guys and stuff like that. So it is affecting Brittany. I think Jax is playing it up, but Brittany like thinks it's like serious.
It is serious.
I think that what's going on is because he said, he's like, I'm smoking weed, I'm getting hungry, I'm taking Adderall. I don't know. You don't just take Adderall to like get off the couch if you smoke too much weed. If you smoke too much weed, stop smoking as much weed or switch to sativa, sweetie. Mm-hmm. Don't down a bunch of Adderall like Stassi in season one or two, because that's the behavior we're seeing. Mm. We're seeing that, like, it's my birthday and she wants to run down the street. And later she came out in interviews and said, I was on Xanax, Adderall, all this crap, blah, 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 blah. So I think we're actually seeing Adderall behavior.
What's Adderall for?
ADHD.
So like if you're hyper, it just calms you down?
Yes. And if you don't really have any of those, it makes you focus. It's like, it makes you laser focus.
If you need to write a paper in like 3 hours, take some Adderall.
Take Adderall.
But then after you're still like super agitated and you've got all this like stuff and it's like,
what we're seeing from Jax. Definitely, for sure.
Yeah. It definitely seems like substance abuse. So I hope he gets that taken control over, obviously. Control just over, that doesn't make sense.
Pick one. Just pick one. You don't need
to stick to the weed. I always try to tell. Weed is natural, man. Like, don't like, because the pill route, like, you know, it can do it for the moment, but I just feel like natural remedies take you a lot further. I just sent my brother some CBD oil and he loves it because the doctors have put him on all these meds, you know, because it's like for his bipolar, for his depression. And, you know, he's recently just got out of jail, so he can't just get those. And then now we're in a quarantine, so he can't even get those things. So I sent him some CBD oil right from Amazon. And he's like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. He wasn't getting any sleep. Now he's going to sleep. That is a natural from the earth.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Weed, CBD, water.
And it's legal.
And it's legal.
Oh, here. All right, guys. Before we move on to our favorite topic of Sheena, we have to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Archie, your face, that was everything. Thank you for making that face. If you are on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Give us a comment. You're in the live chat, which we are so thankful for. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. Give us a rating. Guys, we got 2 ratings this week. It's been a while. So I'm really excited to read these ratings. Thank you in advance. This one comes from Jeteldeen 80 or Geteldeen 80. I'm sorry. I have a weird name, so I don't want to mess up anyone else's name. They give us 5 stars and say, first thing Wednesday morning after Vanderpump. I'm laughing and nodding my head, agreeing with what y'all say. Thank you. And our second one comes from Valerie Cordero, who says, love this. I usually watch on YouTube because I love to see all your beautiful faces, but you ask and I am here. I love your recaps and your guys' opinions, even though I don't always agree. Keep up the great work.
Oh my gosh, I love them.
So sweet. I love you guys so much. So thank you for that. Now we got to get into Sheena, Brett, Dana, and Max. What is up with this music video? Katie.
I have a lot of feelings on the music video.
Talk about it.
I know you do.
I was pulling a Jax while I was watching and rage texting Rivette because I'm on Team Sheena for this one. Okay. I'm so sorry, but like, if he didn't want to be, okay, it's a Sheena music video. She gonna be half naked. You knew that you were gonna be in a bed with her. And I don't for a second believe that you didn't want to receive fellatio from her when she offered it. You just wanted to look like you didn't want to sleep with her in front of your new blonde babe. So you're like, oh my God, I was actually like really uncomfortable. Meanwhile, you went home that night and definitely jacked off to the thought of her sucking your dick, in my opinion. So I didn't like any of this whole like, I'm uncomfortable. You were slapping her ass. Mm-mm, you ain't uncomfortable, because he was like... And she's like, it's acting. Yeah, that's what it was. So if you weren't enjoying it, you really seemed like you were. You were doing a good job acting, sweetie.
Listen, I think he's right.
I'm happy you know, got that off your chest.
Yeah, she got it.
Good job.
I think he was uncomfortable. I think he turned down the blowjob because he didn't want it from her because she's just been too forthcoming on him. And it's just not attractive. Not every guy finds it attractive when a girl is overly
available.
Yeah, just may I interject a quick thing? I am a very like sexual out loud talking person. Like the sign off on my podcast is suck as many dicks as you can. Do I actually suck as many dicks as I can? No. But I feel like she in the moment may have been like made a joke about sucking his dick or something, and she doesn't even actually mean that she, and he took that as like, oh well, she wants to suck my dick. I don't think she was like, can I suck your dick?
I think she does want to suck his dick.
Like, I think she probably made it as like a joke.
No.
Archie, give us some light on this, because I'm
I just, I want to say that I think that Sheena was right. I mean, this is a Sheena music video. Like you said, Katie, you know what's going to go down. You've heard the song, I'm sure. You're volunteering your services, driving to Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. So you're down for the cause. Do I think that she offered him fellatio, like you said? No, I don't, because Sheena would have already done that. Why would she wait till she gets to Palm Springs when you've been to her house multiple times? She said to you that, you know, yeah, you know, you're my buddy, buddy, when we all know she's kind of in denial, but to blatantly come out and say that, she would never do that until like you grab her and then it's going down. So Brett is, I'm not a fan.
It just looked very like he was trying to defend himself in front of Dana. I want to say her name is.
Yeah, like regardless, I just don't really know what guy is going to go tell another girl like, oh, she asked to suck my dick and I said no. Like even if that was the case, keep it to yourself. Like most guys will keep that to himself for the time where he does want her to suck his dick and, you know, be like, look, I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say too. I hope that's like addressed in the, because I don't know if Sheena knows he told her that. I hope that's addressed, because that is not okay. Like whatever, you know, a girl is telling you or trying to do with you, like sexually. But then again, he is kind of dating Dana, but still, like we should.
They're not in a relationship though. So
true, but
he could have said no to the music video.
Right.
But there's a difference between like acting, even if you're a porn star and you're doing a sex scene, you can still feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. By, you know, something someone does. So even if it's like a sexual nature music video, you can still feel uncomfortable. And I do think he was uncomfortable. Billy Branch said, I think Sheena is using the guise of making a music video to mess with Dana, but Brett should have known better. I kind of agree.
I have heard that Brett actually thought that producers wanted more out of him, and he lied a lot during the show, and now the cast is actually mad at him for this. So now I'm watching it and I'm like, so then what that you've said is actually true? Because I guess in a lot of the interviews he was just giving reactions based on what he thought was going to be entertaining.
That sounds about right.
And you know what, and I feel that, I feel that from Brett and I feel that from Max.
Sure.
I get, every time when they're saying things, I just feel like it's so forced. Like whatever Max is, like one little line from this episode where, what did he say? Like it's wet. And he's like, oh, not like that. Like something like a corny joke that he tried to make it sexual, but it's like, I wasn't even going there, but you tried to take it there to try to be funny, but you're
very
funny.
Clout chasey. They're very much so that. So to not even be interesting, you're going to kind of fabricate your story.
And it's crazy because when you look at the original Vanderpump, when they first started and they were just their same ages, it was natural. Drama. They didn't have to fabricate anything. They were all naturally a hot mess. So I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'm on Katie's side now.
I love that for me.
Love that.
It took some time. It took some time, but now I just feel like they're forcing it, and I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
So, what do we think of Dana being kind of? She doesn't know if she likes Max or Brett now. Max talked to her, and he was like, "I like you," and I do think he only likes her because Brett likes her now. I think it's a competition thing.
Yeah, I think it's for a competition for camera time and their little storyline, and I don't think any of them are interested in each other.
I think he, at that party, got a little tipsy and then saw her, and then he was, like, whispering in her ear, and he's like, well, I'm gonna shoot my shot and tell her I like her and see what I'm on. And I, that's kind of how I see that. I could tell the way he was sneaking over there. I was like, oh, he drove.
I think that Max was actually being honest, just because I related to that moment, you know, not to say like I'm like this player or whatever, but like sometimes when you do, like you've been doing your same regular routine of just doing you get whatever, you know, whatever you want, you're living your life, but then something kind of like shifts that narrative, you do become a little bit like apprehensive, a little bit scared. So now you lost it and you see that she is with somebody else. So now did you want to confront these emotions? I've seen that in real life.
Oh my gosh, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Every ex, when they come back around when you got a new one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why not when I wanted you? Why you come out? It don't make any sense. It just happened to me and I don't understand it.
Make it make sense.
You know what was the best advice in this episode, though, from Schwartz, which we love Schwartz, when he said, just keep deleting the messages as they come in. Just keep deleting them. And I'm like, that is the best advice ever. I should have been doing that.
He's like, I didn't do it with Katie.
Schwartz. He is such a namaste kind of dude, just naturally. Yeah. I just love him.
I love him too.
He said some, this is the quote he said that I texted Rivette. My new favorite quote from Jax. I do a lot of things, but that's life. He said that in the interview. He's like, I do a lot of things, but that's life. Like, what? What are you talking about? Like, stop.
Okay.
To philosopher. He should get that on a shirt.
Yeah.
Some of his tweets sometimes are so funny. He like his tweet the other day was like, I woke up feeling good. Everybody should. Jax, what?
Jax, I just can't with Jax. I literally can't. I can't believe he still finds a way to be the center of attention, but let's
look. It
works for him.
Yeah.
A wife and the nicest, sweetest little
Sorry, Brittany, and this is what I remember, like, because I love Brittany. How can you not love Brittany? But she's just so annoying because it's like, I'm not that kind of girl,
right?
So when it's like she makes the excuses for him, and then she does to me, I'm calling it now the Raquel blink.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, you know, he was like that before I married him, and I married him, so I just got to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. I think he's like a gaslighting narcissist that is really difficult to be in a relationship with, and she is used to it at this point, so that is her just being like, yeah, no, I know, let me try to defend this man that enters me at night.
But you don't want that to be your life when you're following after this man. I mean, at the Kristen event, that was horrible, but
yeah, no, oh god.
So yeah, let's get into that. Yeah,
my lord,
it's just
I just need to know more about the dick sucking video. Like,
yeah.
Where, who, like, did it leak? Did, what? Who's dick?
Yeah, I was confused with the timeline of 4 years and 2 weeks. I didn't know how he knew. Well,
and then she was saying like, oh no, it's from 4 years ago. And she's like, of course I'm lying. Well then when did it happen? I need more info on this said dick in your mouth.
A lot of topics of sucking dick in this episode. Like, let's just...
Yeah,
there really was.
So it was great, 2 weeks
ago. It wasn't Carter, and Brittany knew about it. Mm-hmm. And Jax kind of threw Brittany under the bus, it felt like. But then Brittany was like, no, I wasn't the one that told him. But then how does he know?
Because Brittany was talking to her, I'm sorry, Jax was talking to Brittany's friends, who apparently
knew from
Kristen.
And he was like eavesdropping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. If there's a video of me sucking a dick, no one's going to know about it. So I want to understand, like, I don't, like,
did, why it was still in her phone, why Carter saw it.
And she didn't seem upset, like, at all upset.
No, she didn't. But but in the show, it said that the person, whoever this guy was, sent it to her. Also, like, so I didn't know, like, first of all, why would you being a personality, you're somebody on a show, why would they have this to even hold over your head, sell the TMZ, X, Y, and Z. I was very confused.
Well, I mean, sometimes you just gotta film a blowjob. You just have to be careful of, like, what you do. Like, no, I just mean, like, you know, it's like with nudes. Like, you don't put your face in it, or, like, you just have to be, like, smart. Like, if you're on Vanderpump Rules, you need to make sure that whoever's taking a video like that, like, you really trust. Like, you have to make sure it's not gonna go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kristen, also, why is Jax so pissed about it?
About her sex
tape? Like,
and this coming from, and he was saying a bunch of stuff like, I mean, they're just lying and they're all lying. Jax, your entire Vanderpump career is based on all of your lies, and it is why the show is so great. You have hardly ever stopped lying. You maybe just stopped lying after you cheated on your on Brittany with Faith. So for him to be upset about anybody lying or anybody anything, he looks like a hypocritical idiot.
As always.
Yeah.
You know what? Billy Branch says, this is the kind of thing that makes me feel old. When anyone's about to get busy, where does the thought of, hey, let's record this, enter the mind?
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
For some people, like my fiance is obsessed with it. And I'm always just like, boy, get that camera out of here. But he likes it. You know, like people like or some people, it's a thing. It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Just, it ain't my thing.
Only
fans. I don't want
to
see.
I like to record it up here.
Myself doing it can't be cute. Like, that's not.
We
don't need to reenact it. We don't need to reenact it.
Once I lose the weight I want to lose and I get the nose job and the chin.
You're perfect.
Now, no. Oh,
we already know what we're going to see of Rivette.
I love you guys. No, but I'm just saying, like, if I were to videotape it, I'd want to, like, enjoy looking at myself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, she looks good.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on.
And I was doing the TikTok that's going around. Haven't you seen it where all the girls put their head down and they do the mouth and then they all realize how terrible they look giving head? It's
a TikTok. I didn't see that one.
It's not just me being a complete.
I haven't seen yours, but I've seen the trend.
Yeah, no. Okay, there. No, I didn't make one, but it's a trend. Oh. That's why.
So you have to be. Explain. What's the hashtag?
Probably blowjob. I don't know.
I'll look for it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Comment down below if you know.
Yeah, tell us. Let us know.
No.
Sorry. You guys, I'm going to get fired after this. Our producer's going to come on and be like, Katie,
like, come on.
That line, you are crossing it.
All right.
No, you're over there. You're walking. You're just walking. You're
line
running.
Is back there.
Guys, James is just like cleaning and cooking and giving flowers to Raquel. And my Lisa heart. Gave him like a night at the DJ night thing. And it's just, I just love it all. Does anyone have any extra feelings about James? I heart James.
We're happy for you.
Yeah,
bro.
I'm excited. I'm excited about his growth. I love that, you know, Raquel really rode the wave of even when he was trashed to now, and she was like his motivation to get it together. Mm-hmm. And James kind of, you know, rubbed me the wrong way a couple of times, but it was just like, it was nice. It's refreshing. It's like, wow, your evil little brother is growing up.
Yeah, because every season I'm used to like being like, oh, I can't stand James. Even though it's like you like love him, it's like a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
This is the first season where it's like you have no reason to say that you can't stand him. Like, he's really, really trying, and I'm here for it.
I texted
It's
Rivette.
Like your annoying little brother getting his shit together. And yes, Katie, right. I want you to share what you shared with me about that.
I didn't like, because this always bothers me, because I hate when Lisa is, like, on her high horse and all of that, and she, like, he's sitting there drinking a Diet or a Coke or whatever he's drinking. And, like, he's in your restaurant. You think he's going to be dumb enough if he's going to slip up that he's going to do it in front of you? So for her to do the whole like flip the straw and try it and like, it was very, I don't know if like degrading is the right word, but that because I am sober from something and I have had experience in that where someone has doubted me when I am good and it's, you work so hard at something, you don't want to be reminded that like you were, that you did fuck up or that this or that. And you don't want somebody that's just going to keep being like, oh, well, you're, and I know that he cried wolf a bunch, but I just want, and I know that she's calling him and I know that she's supporting him, but I just want it to be complete support all around for him because that's what somebody needs in the position that he's in.
It was tacky. It was very tacky to just grab his drink in a restaurant. To me, to me, my thought was, really? You got to do this? Like, and she said it. She's just like, I call James more than my own child or my children. And it was like, it was like, come on. Like, let him live. Trust the kid. Yeah, it was tacky to me, too.
Yeah, I agree. It's a sensitive, you know, like my youngest brother is recovering. And, you know, I'll see him have a beer. And, of course, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, you know, just make the right choices after the beer. But I don't say anything to him. I don't want to trigger anything. I don't want to. And at the same time, too, I think it's fine for him to have a beer. I just, as long as I know he's controlling himself, you know, but you have to just be as supportive to someone who's recovering as possible. And you can't throw things in their face. And sometimes it's like, I just feel like Lisa's a little insensitive, but then I also feel like it's a cultural thing. Mm. You know, like British people, they're just pretty straightforward. So I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. I just look at them literally as like mother, son. So I don't think she meant to come off that way, but I do see like how it came off that way. In her mind, I think she was just like, let me make sure my little boy is like on the right path. But I do definitely see where you're all coming from and how that can be very triggering.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just really happy for him. And is he still DJing? Oh, wait. Yeah. Hello, we're in quarantine right now.
Well, but right before all of this happened, the See You Next Tuesdays were happening because I wanted to go, but we...
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, we were supposed to go.
I know.
Yeah. We did our shows on Tuesday. That was going to be a perfect after show date.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, now I want to cry. Moving on. Guys, I know we didn't really touch on it a lot this week, but Stassi and her like comment about like being a bridezilla, it's already very annoying to me. I'm over it. I am over it.
I think she thinks
season one Stassi's back. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I think she thinks that if she says it in like a cute way that like it's fine and it's adorable, but no, it's not. Don't just like you have the nicest fucking fiance ever. Yeah. If you could just tone down that, it would be great.
Yeah. She was already a propose to me Zilla. So
yes.
We shouldn't be so surprised. Like she's a spoiled brat. She's spoiled. She's always been a spoiled brat.
Yeah. I wonder how much ranch is going to be at that wedding.
But like to me, I was thinking, I was thinking in my head processing people that get like specials and spinoffs. And I was like, would they give her one? No, they wouldn't. And then I was like, even preparing for this next season, if that's what her whole entire storyline is going to be, I do not want to watch. That is so obnoxious.
You know, oh, and then it was the quarantine and then that affected the wedding. Ooh, you already know. Because don't they typically start filming like around now, like May, June?
Yeah, around like almost by summertime, I think. Mm-hmm. True. So they would have probably started filming soon. It would have been perfect timing because wasn't her wedding supposed to be in Italy this summer?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, that's rough. Anyways, time to give out our pumptinis. Archie, would you like to go first?
Sure. I will give out my pumptini to... I'm going to give it to Sheena because homegirl, you know, she kind of got dragged and I appreciate her for kind of X-ing it at the Kristen event. You know, she was just like, you know what, if you're going to do this, you made me uncomfortable. You're feeling uncomfortable. Don't even come. I know you're like free and all, but I'm firing you. So I'm giving it to Sheena.
Geraldine?
My pumptini goes out to Brittany because Jax is an asshole and she needs a drink and a hug. And that's, you know, she's such a good girl. So. I want to have a drink with Brittany right now.
Everyone's going to be real shocked by my answer. And I don't know if I know her name. I'm going to give it to Dana. Is that the blonde one?
Yes.
Her comment when Sheena said, I shot a music video and she said, was it good as gold? I had to pause the television and wipe my tears because that is some shit. I sing good as gold like once a day. Like it is the worst, best song ever. Throw that in her face and you saw it punch Sheena in the face. She was like, oh,
that was a shot.
It was awesome. So
I love it.
Fucking pumptini to you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Points for you on that. It was good.
I love it. I was torn between Dana and Brittany. I mean, Brittany's being a ride or die and she's still being a good friend. And I think she does a really good job of balancing her husband and her friends who like might hate each other. And she just really tries to stay neutral. And Dana, I mean, she handled that well. I would have probably told Sheena off if she like was like, hey, look what I did with the boy you're talking to. Like, annoying.
Yeah. Annoying.
Anyways, comment down below. Let us know who your pumptinis are going to. And yeah. Geraldine, I think it's time for some news
and gossip. So, in some news and gossip, we are going to still talk about Kristen's BJ video because there was an after show. You probably watched it, right, Katie?
I did.
During the after show, she was on the after show with Brittany, and they talked about, you know, Jack's bringing up the sex tape, and Kristen went on to say that she's not embarrassed about the fact that I have this video, which, that's that Katie right there. Don't be ashamed. She probably listens to your podcast. I'm pretty sure. And followed your directions. She said that she was just annoyed Jax brought it up at her party. And then when asked why she thinks Jax even cared about the tape, Kristen said, because Jax gets bored. And my honest opinion is when, after their wedding, Jax was like, why isn't the attention on me? When Jax has information like gossip, he's a chick. He's worse than all of us. And Brittany agreed. Has Jax not always spilled the beans? From as long as it wasn't his beans, but he spills everyone's beans.
He truly does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Beans, the rice, the empanadas.
I think not to give him a pass at all. What did you just say?
No, I was like the beans, the rice, the corn, the empanadas.
Hungry.
Just spell the whole meal.
Thanks.
Need a meal.
Not to give him a pass, but I just think a lot of why he like has a need for attention is probably because, I mean, his dad is dead and he doesn't have a relationship with his mom. And I think that, you know, growing up, from what we've seen, I think he did have that relationship with his parents. So now, and I'm not making this an excuse, but I think that's like in his mind how he would justify it, his actions. Yeah. I don't know. But then again, he's always been like this. So I don't know. Yeah. All right. Any other news? Is that it for news today?
Yeah, pretty much. Everything else was just about who Lisa watches Vanderpump with, which is, of course, her dogs. Brittany.
Shocker. Reed,
right.
Reed, sexy boys.
Brittany, transformed the outside of their home, which it's not really that exciting. I could have sent those pictures, but they're not exciting at all. But she redecorated because there's nothing else to do. And Kristen said that she's really serious about having children with her, you know, this new boyfriend.
I had Peter Madrigal from Vanderpump Rules on my podcast, and I asked him, I was like, so can you give me the tea on like Kristen's new like beau? And he was like, well, she hasn't commented on it yet, so I can't say anything. Sounds like a dot dot dot. Sounds like somewhat of a confirmation to me
that she's pregnant.
No, not that she's pregnant. No. Just that there's like that she has a new boyfriend.
I'm ready to hear that she's pregnant, because I think at this point all of them are like really settling down. So I think that's what's going to come. And even with Jax picking at Tom and Ariana, that's my prediction. I really feel like that's going to come up because everyone's getting married. The next is going to start to be children. And then what's going on with Tom and Ariana?
What was interesting is that they had to reintroduce Ariana in this episode because we're going to be getting more of her is what I'm thinking. Oh, I should have saved this for predictions. Oh no.
Well, let's get into that. But before we do, guys, Jane Johnson is in the live chat.
Jane! Oh my God, Jane!
We love you. We wish you were here. Join our panel, please. We miss you.
Fifth person.
I love her.
A shout out. If you don't know, Jane is also a panel member who joins us sometimes. So just wanted to give a shout out to her. But yes, let's get into predictions. Katie, you were just about to get into one.
Just refresh me on what I was saying really quick.
Ariana.
Yes, so I think because they had to like reintroduce her like depression. She was behind the bar. She was teaching stuff. Jax was talking about that relationship. So I think it, going forward, we're going to see more of that since they randomly brought her back up again. And Jax did say something like about her depression and how she's miserable and whatever. And I don't want to quote it because I didn't, but I kind of agreed with what she said because it does seem like she just like brings it up at any like moment.
When you're, if you're like kind of being called out on.
Yeah, like, she'll be like, oh, baby. Oh.
I'm like being depressed or whatever. And it's, right. It's like, you know, can't I get use, it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't, you know, and then like, at the same time. Home. Yeah, like it's like stay at home. But then it's like at the same time, it's like you look at all the couples, everyone has kind of had a spotlight on their. Tom and Katie had their little thing. Yeah. Stassi and Bo got engaged. Brittany and Jax got married. Kristen and Carter with their breakup. So it's like, Tom and Ariana, what's going on, guys? What's going on in your household? We need to get up to your business.
Yeah.
So that's my prediction.
My prediction would probably be that Max and Dana are going to give it another try and it's going to be so stupid. And then I'm going to predict that that Sheena's song is going to go land 187 on the charts and Ariana and Tom will get a table.
Oh my gosh.
It's about
they don't have a table.
187.
Like, where are you going with that house? That says a lot. That says a lot. You buy a house and you can't even fill it up. That speaks for other volumes.
House versus a home. I think from the previews, it made it look like nobody is going to go to Jax's pool party.
Oh, which, that was so sad.
But he uninvited them and then he re-invited them. It's just like, Jack, like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I saw some ass shaking, some twerking. So I think that was at like.
That was at the other house.
The other house.
Yeah.
I think Tom Sandoval this episode said, should I throw a party the same day? So I think it might be at Sandoval's house.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know. I do think Brett and Max are going to get into it over Dana. I'm hoping she doesn't choose either of them. I don't think either of them are good for her. They're like little boys compared to her. Like she needs a man. And I don't think either of them are ready for what she wants. And I also think, Lisa asks Sandoval and Schwartz to get involved with her. What is it, like another bar? Did she open up another?
It's in Vegas. Garden.
The Garden.
But Garden at Caesar's Palace. Open.
No, not at this. Like, we're going back in time when they made it, when they were doing it.
No, because we just went to Vegas where Max.
Yeah. Oh, we saw the opening.
Right, right.
We saw the opening last season.
It's already. Yeah. Maybe does she need help with like drinks menu? Maybe.
Oh, maybe you're right. Know, maybe it is a whole new bar.
I think the garden is coming to Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
I think so.
I can't comment down below. Like Lisa, I'm just trying to open up mad businesses and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Walk around with my half fur dogs that have clothes on.
Right. I know. I don't think Tom and Tom are going to want to be involved. They were kind of frustrated, you know, when TomTom was opening up, they felt like they weren't being treated as an equal partner, even though they're not equal partners. I don't know. I feel like they might branch out, do their own thing, and be Lisa's competition, and we'll talk about it next season. That was a really long shot, but
that's so dumb, though. They're so dumb.
They're going
to
do it.
Buy in. They better buy in. That would be so dumb if they didn't. Are you kidding me?
Do it.
But who cares if you don't like the way that she's doing it? You're still going to get a percentage of that. That my head could spin.
You're probably right. It was a long shot, but we'll see. Any last thoughts, guys, before we wrap up?
Please don't fire me off the panel for being too much.
They can never fire you, Katie.
Great. Wash your hands.
We need you.
Keep your BJ videos on Snapchat.
Yeah, just keep them private, y'all. Keep those on lock.
Snapchat? They're gonna, the Snapchat headquarters keeps all that.
Oh, I thought it disappeared.
What? No. They do?
Yes.
We'll talk after girl. This.
We gotta get in the group chat and tell you some things. All right, guys. Thank you so much for being so active in the live chat. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Katie, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at Little Baby Kate, so make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday. As I've said a zillion times, I had Peter Madrigal on, and I'm going to be on his Instagram live tomorrow at 3:30, so that's a vibe, so come check it out.
Yes, I will.
Yes.
You can follow me at Jocelyn Diva. Sorry, Archie, I knew you were going, but it was like a pause, and I was just like, all right, let me just say it.
Yeah. Gotta love a Zoom call.
Yes,
and then you can follow me at Archie J Speaks and the podcast, The Archie J Experience.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.